Folks, I had a ninth grade civics teacher who had taught for many years. And in fact, she'd taught both my mom and daddy in high school. Besides our civics lessons, she would try to impart wisdom upon us in the way of old sayings. One she particularly liked was, "Fools' names, fools' faces, always found in public places." This one kind of bothered me, since I was a budding politician and was already class president. I learned that one of the first courses of action was to plaster your name all over school. Later in life, I ran for and won election to the Alabama legislature. Every time we'd go out to put up campaign signs, I'd cringe when I thought about my poor teacher's admonition. However, as a student of politics, I knew that name identification was essential. You can't expect folks to vote for you if they haven't even heard of you. Well, y'all, I want to tell you a story about name identification and our most famous politician in Alabama history, the legendary Big Jim Folsom. Big Jim was the epitome of candor, uninhibitedness, and gregariousness. One of the best stories I know on Big Jim Folsom focused on his belief in the importance of name identification. Big Jim's first term had broken the moneyed interest stronghold on the governor's office. But the big city dailies and the legislators were still controlled by the big mules of Birmingham and the big planters of the Black Belt. They hated Big Jim and his folksiness. The big dailies like the Birmingham News, Montgomery Advertiser, and Mobile Press Register would poke fun at him and try to discover scandals on a daily basis. The legislature constantly tried to impeach him. One of the papers, after days of digging, felt they had another patented scandal revealed on Big Jim Folsom. They called him telling they had an expose on his administration, and out of courtesy, they wanted to get his side of the story. Now, Big Jim could care less what the big city press said about him. They had written the harshest things about Folsom that could ever be written, and it hadn't affected him one bit with his loyal rural friends and constituents. So it's not surprising that Big Jim treated the big city press with contempt and disdain. When they called him, Big Jim replied, "Boys, come on down here and see old Big Jim and tell me what y'all got on me, Dad. I haven't seen y'all in a while. Where y'all been? Come on down here and have a drink with old Big Jim. Y'all come on down here right now." When they got down to his office to show his disdain for him, he greeted them with his shoes off and his bare feet sitting up on his desk with a bottle of whiskey, reared back in his chair with a grin on his face. He said, "Boys, hit me with your best shot. What y'all got on old Big Jim today?" They said, "Governor, this is not a laughing matter. We have a list here of 37 people that you've hired over in the highway department and circumvented the merit system and put them on the state payroll. And what have you got to say about that?" Big Jim paused, laughed at them, took a drink of whiskey, and glanced at their list and says, "You lying there in newspapers? Y'all lying about Big Jim again. Lying, lying, lying. I got a new list right here, and I ain't hired 37 people over in the highway department. Looks like right here I done hired 72, and the only merit they got is they're Big Jim's friends." The reporters were incredulous. They said, "Governor, we're going to put that in the paper tomorrow." Big Jim smiled at them and said, "Boys, I don't care what you write about old Big Jim. Just spell my name right." Big Jim knew the cardinal rule of name identification. That saying is now famous among Alabama politicians. Just spell my name right. But y'all, Big Jim coined it. Thank y'all for listening.